And at 7:07, we have a mostly cloudy skies and still some light rain here in the area. 64 degrees, your current temperature. We look for skies to stay cloudy here for most part today, with showers and thunderstorms diminishing this morning, and then a chance of showers redeveloping late morning into the afternoon, and a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you this morning by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Earlier this week, on August 25th, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports executed a couple of different search warrants that led to multiple arrests. Deputies executed a search warrant at 614 West Street in Sydney. Arrested were 20-year-old Jason Vance of Sydney, 18-year-old Kirsten Olney of Hamburg, and 52-year-old Michelle McGuire of Hamburg, and also 37-year-old Jason Harrington of Council Bluffs. They were all charged with possession of prescription drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. Vance and Olney were additionally charged with burglary third degree and theft fifth degree in connection with a string of burglaries and thefts that occurred in Hamburg on or about August 15th. Information and evidence obtained from the search warrant led to a second search warrant being executed by Fremont County deputies at 1511 Washington Street in Hamburg on August 26th. Residents of that address, 50-year-old Kevin Corbin and 22-year-old Brittany Corbin, were both arrested. Brittany Corbin was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kevin Corbin was charged with burglary third degree and theft fourth degree in connection with a burglary and theft that had occurred in the 300 Park Street in Hamburg on about August 15th. In addition, Kevin Corbin was also charged with attempted murder and arson first degree for an incident also occurring at 300 Park Street in Hamburg on August 16th when he tried to throw an incendiary device into an apartment building. The investigation of those incidents is still ongoing and further charges are pending. KJAN News Time is 7:09.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Morenz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In other news, the Red Oak Police Department received a call Thursday night at approximately 7:50 p.m. of an erratic driver. Officers found the vehicle heading northbound on Highway 48 at 180th Street in Montgomery County and made a traffic stop. Upon investigation, it was determined that the driver was intoxicated. 43-year-old Amy Suzanne Engel of Wichita, Kansas, was arrested and charged with OWI first offense, taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. Three people alerted by passersby have escaped from a residential fire in the Des Moines suburb of Clive. Clive Fire Chief Rick Rowe credited two people, Staff Sergeant Brett Perry and another unnamed man, for saving three people's lives on Thursday. Perry told the Des Moines Register that he was on his way back to work at the U.S. Army Recruiting Office in Urbandale when he noticed smoke coming from the residence. He says he rammed through the front door and soon found two residents sleeping on the top floor. Perry says the other man followed him into the building and awakened a resident on the bottom floor. An investigation showed the fire started from improperly discarded smoking materials on the back deck. Rowe estimates about $30,000 in damage to the home. Iowa's insurance commissioner is ordering a Texas company to repay over $2 million he says was defrauded from Iowa residents. Commissioner Nick Gerhardt announced Thursday that he had ordered Carson Energy Incorporated to repay money to 14 Iowa residents. A news release says they were defrauded with, quote, unregistered gas and oil investments. Gerhardt's office seeks to protect people from fraud. The order names the Austin-based company and three current or former staffers. The company may request a hearing on the charges. Senior Vice President Michael Johnson says the accusations are false. He says the company will fight the charges and express confidence it would be resolved. According to the order, company representatives called prospective Iowa investors, touting a, quote, low-risk, high-potential oil and gas project. A state audit has recovered records showing thousands of dollars of theft of city money after the main records were destroyed in a fire at the KC City Hall. State Auditor Mary Mosman says residents of the Guthrie County town requested an audit of the city books. Mosman says an accountant attempted to do that audit last August, but When the CPA firm had arrived at the city to begin audit engagement, they couldn't proceed because records had been deleted. So the CPA contacted their office, and that's when they decided to make made the decision to go in to investigate. And the night before they were scheduled to arrive, there was a fire. The fire destroyed the Casey City Hall and any records that were stored there. Mosman says her office then began hunting down records from other sources.
We have subpoena power, so we were able to subpoena records from the bank. We got copies of redeemed checks from the city's bank accounts. We received copies of minutes that were available through backup systems and financial records such as payroll journals that were available from the backup accounting system. We also received payroll records based on reports that were filed with IPERS, the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System.
Mosman says that former city clerk Dorothy Dillinger also did provide some information and admitted that she had used some of the city's money for personal use, and she gave a time frame and dollar amount. But according to Mosman, that amount of money did not match up with the amount that they found was improperly used.
Our investigation identified a little over $116,000 of improper and unsupported disbursements, as well as almost $182,000 of undeposited utility billings, which had an impact of over $298,000 to the city.
She says they were able to track the missing money in the recovered records. And some of that was through credit card purchases that were unauthorized. And then she also mentioned the crediting of utility bills that were waived for both Dillinger and the Public Works Director as part of their employment that is not allowed by law. The audit covered July of 2008 through October of 2014. And Mosman says Dillinger was able to take city money for her personal use because no one else in the city was checking up on her.
Throughout all these different years, there was very little oversight by the city council and the mayor, and this is something that is absolutely necessary, whether it's a large entity with multiple people or with especially a one-person office that handles all the financial transactions. Those charged with governance need to provide oversight.
The audit report has been turned over to state investigators. The Iowa Department of Public Safety issued a statement yesterday acknowledging the auditor's report and says that the state fire marshal continues to investigate the fire at Casey City Hall and would not have any further comment at this time. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
At Stifel, we are committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. We are a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities, from the most conservative to the more aggressive. We strive to give each client careful individual attention. Call me, Jeff Moranz, at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange.
In your funeral announcements this morning, James Jake Edward Schwarzkopf, age 62, of Stewart, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for James Jake Edward Schwarzkopf will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart has arrangements. Lyle Borkowski, age 67, of Manning, died Sunday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lyle Borkowski will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. John Van Vliet, age 67, of Orient, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A tribute service for John Van Vliet will be held today at 4 p.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Arnold Beyer, age 67, of Victor, has died. Graveside services for Arnold Beyer will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Noble Center Cemetery, 2 miles south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. Helen I. McNabb, age 104, of Granger, formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday in Granger. Memorial service for Helen McNabb will be held Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Richard Dick P. Canning, age 90, of Atlantic, died on Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Richard Canning will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Joanne Bartlett, age 91, of Oakland, died Thursday at her home in Oakland. Funeral services for Joanne Bartlett will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at Oakland United Methodist Church in Oakland. Regan Veith Funeral Home Oakland has arrangements. Harvey Anderson, age 93, of Coon Rapids, died Thursday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Harvey Anderson will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. OD Funeral Home Coon Rapids has arrangements. Nora Brady, age 59, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at her home. Services for Nora Brady are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Terry Ray, age 74, of Sioux City, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. Services for Terry Ray are pending at Roland Funeral Home Atlantic. That's your news and funeral announcements this morning, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.